Thank you again for listening. Wherever you are, Jesus is with you. God has promised to never leave or forsake us. As we continue to worship remotely, Jesus is pleased by the worship of the church, and God's people are strengthened every time we worship. This morning, we are reminded that regardless of how big or small our challenges, God is faithful. Let us pray. Most gracious and loving Lord, we worship and adore you. We praise you for your love and faithfulness. We pray that our worship is pleasing to you, and that through our worship we grow closer to you and we become more like Jesus. In Jesus' most holy name we pray. Amen. Sally will now play an arrangement of God Will Take Care of You. Scripture lesson is Psalm 16. Protect me, O God, for in you I take refuge. I say to the Lord, you are my Lord. I have no good apart from you. As for the holy ones in the land, they are the noble, in whom is all my delight. Those who choose another god multiply their sorrows. Their drink offerings of blood I will not pour out or take their names upon my lips. The Lord is my chosen portion and my cup. You hold my lot. The boundary lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. I have a goodly heritage. I bless the Lord who gives me counsel. In the night also my heart instructs me. I keep the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Therefore my heart is glad and my soul rejoices. My body also rests secure. For you do not give me up to Sheol, or let your faithful one see the pit. You show me the path of life. In your presence there is fullness of joy. In your right hand are pleasures forevermore. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. A mother and her 4-year-old daughter were getting ready for bed. It was one of those rare occasions when the dad had to be out of town for the night. The little girl was afraid of the dark, and the mother was not used to it just being the two of them, so she was scared herself. When the lights were turned out for the night, the little girl caught a glimpse of the moon outside her window, and she asked, "Mom, is the moon God's light?" The mother replied, "Yes, it was." Then, of course, there always has to be a follow-up question. "Will God turn out his light and go to bed?" To which the mother replied, "No, God never goes to sleep." In the simplicity of a childlike face, she was reassured, and her calm reassured her mother. When the 4-year-old concluded, "Well, as long as God is awake, I might as well go to sleep. There's no use both of us staying awake." I remember Ben Steed from Antioch in South Fulton County. The fact that I even got to meet Ben was the result of a miracle in his life some 20 or so years before. Ben worked for the Fulton County Road Department in the days when counties built and maintained the roads rather than contracting them out as we do today. Ben could tell me the history behind just about every single paved road in Fulton County. He related how one day they were blasting rock to make way for a road that they were building, and he was bent over a charge checking out to make sure everything was as it was supposed to be when a co-worker mistakenly pushed the button and the charge exploded. Ben was propelled several feet into the air. Nearly every bone in his body was broken, not to mention head, eye, and internal injuries. No one knew if Ben would even survive. And if he did survive, would he experience any quality of life worth surviving for? He did. And in fact, he lived into his late 80s, enjoying life. And he told me this story often. And there was one part he never left out. Ben said that as he lay in the hospital bed, knowing all of these issues, he came to the conclusion that all of Fulton County was praying for him. So there was no sense in him worrying. At that point, he turned over. He went to sleep. Ben let God take the night shift. There was no use, both of them, staying awake. The psalmist prayed in another version of the psalm, "Protect me, God, because I trust in you. Even at night, I feel his leading." There's something different about the night. On the one hand, the night can be a peaceful time, when everything is quiet and calm. On the other hand, trauma, pain, loneliness, fear, worry, all seem to intensify at night. It is in those times the nights grow long and the nights are hard. We wait for the morning, we long for the morning to come. Maybe things will be better. And even if the situation remains the same, seeing the stirring of life in the light of day seems to make us feel better. If you've ever walked the floor with a colicky baby, you know how long a night can be. If you've tossed and turned anticipating a serious medical procedure for you or a loved one, you know how fearful the night can be. If you've had to say goodbye to a loved one, you know how lonely the night can be. Then there are those times when we experience what religious writers have called the dark night of the soul. The dark night of the soul is that time in life when I visit a saint who, because of a struggle they have endured and are enduring, cry, "John, I can't feel God. John, I can't find God. Where is God?" God wants us to turn the night shift over to Him. God wants us to let go of those worries that keep us physically awake at night. God wants us to let go of those concerns that cause us to not be able to see or feel God. The night shift is any time in the a.m. or the p.m. that threatens our confidence in God. Christians and non-Christians alike face the same health issues, the same financial issues, the same marriage and family struggles common to all people. The real issue is, where have we placed our trust? In October 1993, police sharpshooters in Rochester, New York, surrounded a car. The occupant of the car was in the back seat, armed with a rifle. The police attempted to establish negotiations, but there was no answer. And therefore, the police watched and waited. The passenger holding the rifle never moved. Finally, the police moved in and they discovered the situation. The armed occupant was a mannequin, a scarecrow in the car, so to speak. When the authorities tracked down the owner of the car, he told them that he kept the mannequin in the car for protection. He said, "You've got to do this. With all of the carjackings taking place, it helps to look like you have a passenger. Somebody has to take the night shift. We can take it upon ourselves and stress ourselves out. We can turn to the mannequins, the scarecrows of all types. We can trust all manner of organizations and government. Or we can turn the night shift over to God." How do we do that? We give God the night shift when we have confidence that our Heavenly Father sees the entire picture of our lives and not the one piece that is keeping us awake right now. Sometimes life seems to make no sense at all, as everything looks the same regardless of what we do or what we say. And the more we struggle, the more everything seems to blur. One time I had this bright idea that Sally and I were going to put a 1,000-piece puzzle together. Looked at the different boxes, looked at the box in this particular one. The picture didn't look too difficult. It was a dark brown puppy on a light brown ladder with paint spilled on it, resting in a field of flowers. It looked like there was enough contrast that the sections could be easily separated. Wrong. The individual pieces just all blended together. The dark brown pieces of the puppy individually look like the individual dark green pieces of grass in which the flowers rested. And so I became obsessed. No little puzzle's going to defeat me. Every free moment was spent trying to put that silly thing together. It cluttered the dining room table for months. The more I worked on it, the more it looked the same, and the more aggravated I became, and the circle just went round and round and round. Finally, I said, "Forget it." I took the thing and I raked it back into the box. I'm so glad that God not only knows how the pieces of my life fit together, God made the picture and divided the pieces. I can give God the night shift because God is the author of the puzzle of my life. We can let God have the night shift when we allow ourselves to let God be God and trust our lives to the one that created us and therefore loves us. When we realize that God is God and we are the creatures God dearly loves, but still creatures, we can be content with not understanding everything, perhaps even most things. Joni Erickson Tada describes it well in her book, A Step Further. She says, and I quote, "The Bible tells us our God is so trustworthy that we are to throw our confidence on Him, not leaning on our own understanding. God has already proved how much His love can be trusted by sending Christ to die for us. Wasn't that enough? Not for me. I always wanted to be on the inside looking out, sitting with the Lord in the control tower instead of down on the confusing ground level. He couldn't be trusted unless I was there to oversee things. What a low view of my master and creator I had held all these years. How could I assume that Almighty God owed me any explanations? Did I think that because I had done God the favor of becoming a Christian, He must now check things out with me? Was the Lord of the universe under obligation to show me how the trials of every human being fit into the tapestry of life? Had I never read Deuteronomy 29:29, there are secrets the Lord your God has not revealed to us. What made me think that even if He explained all His ways to me, I would be able to understand them? It would be like pouring billion gallon truths into my 1 ounce brain." End quote. These conclusions were drawn by one who knows the dark night of the soul. As you likely know, she was an attractive young woman injured in an accident, leaving her a paraplegic. She knows heartache. She knows defeat. She knows anger. She knows confusion. Through the grace and strength of God, her torment has led countless to heaven. Her defeat has led countless others to victory. Would she have chosen the pieces of the puzzle that has led to her tremendous ministry? Of course she would not have. But God took the ugly pieces of her puzzle, and God created a beautiful picture. She learned how to give God the night shift. Let us trust God with those things we can't understand. Let us trust God with those things we do not like. Let God have the night shift. Let us pray. Our gracious and loving Lord, sometimes life is hard. Sometimes the nights are long, literally and figuratively. And so, Lord, give us the ability, the strength, to give you the night shift. Lord, you know every one of us. You know our individual struggles. You know the present world struggles. You know those places in our lives that cause us to have difficulty feeling you or seeing you. Yet, Lord, we know that you never slumber nor sleep. So, gracious Lord, as we go through life, and sometimes some dark places of life, may you grant us your peace as we give you the night shift, as we know you, our God, will take care of us. In Jesus' most holy name we pray. Amen.
Strength to face your fears. Now peace and love. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of His Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.